This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1520. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded July 8th, off the air, KNLS and Budapest. Back on the air, Berlin, Sequani, Ukraine. CBC summer shows. Increased Chi-Com jamming. DX and station news from Croatia, India, Pakistan, Russia, Turkey. Paltry salaries at RHC. We have a BBG. And the propagation outlook. More on last week's news about KNLS in Alaska, using only one of their two transmitters. From his summer cottage at Masset, B.C., formerly known as the Queen Charlotte Islands, Walter Samaniev has been monitoring KNLS further. As of July 5th, he was not hearing them on either of their scheduled frequencies between 11 and 18 UT, so he wrote the station, saying, "I last heard your Russian broadcast the week before, but since then not a single broadcast in any language between 11 and 18. Are both your shortwave transmitters off the air? When can we expect them back?" And he received a reply, dated July 6th, from Rob Scobie, who is senior producer of English language programming at KNLS in Tennessee. "You're correct. Both transmitters have been off the air. We apologize. One has been offline since late March, a 25-year-old. It's taken some time to get rebuilt parts for it. The older transmitter carried the bulk of the English and Russian hours. The newer transmitter has been off since last week because an electric transformer malfunctioned. We hope to have the transformer and the newer transmitter back in service by tomorrow, but no reports yet of whether this has happened as of July 7th. Anyhow, the English hour is available at 12 UT on either 7355 or 9680, he says. The Russian hour at 17 on 9920, and of course, you can also listen to podcasts. And as we pointed out last week, through July anyway, the English language programs are reruns. Walt Salmaniev in BC has also been pleased to get some good reception of LRA 36 Antarctica on 15476, July 5th from 1332, with easy listening music and some announcements. There were deep fades to nothing at times, and he heard them all the way until they cut the carrier at 1505 and a quarter UT. And Walt also had good reception. "Very good," he says, of Radio Simban in Australia on 2368.5, July 1st from 1206, and was still readable at 1301, well after local dawn. "Absolutely lovely reception," he says, in the middle at 1228 UT. Continental and extracontinental DXers on medium wave might want to try for Brasilia on 980. They were originally running 600 kilowatts, one of the strongest medium-wave stations in the Americas, if not the strongest, with 200-300 kilowatts in parallel, but it's not been that power for a long time. In fact, it's been less than 300 kilowatts, as one of the transmitters was down. But Lucio Heiser, who works for EBC, as it is now called, or Radio Nacional Brasilia, says as of July 5th in the Radio Escudas group, they're up to 230 kilowatts at night. They cut back in the daytime to only 50 kilowatts. Yes, more power at night than in the daytime. There's a station which understands the value of SkyWave. Ricky Leong in Calgary, Alberta, reminds us that CBC Radio 1 has gone to its summer schedule. A number of new programs, summer replacements for July and August at least, maybe partly into September. Many of these occupy the final half hour at what had been sesquiar programs, in the morning, the current, and the evenings, as it happens. And there's another strip, weekdays at 11:30 a.m. local time. So I'll mention some of these new or returned programs on the CBC Radio 1 schedule, and you have five chances to hear them from the different time zones across Canada on webcasts. I'll give the first airing time in the Atlantic and Newfoundland zones. Global Perspectives, documentaries from broadcasters around the world, is on Wednesdays at 12:30 UT. Promised Land, about escapes to Canada, is on Mondays at 22:30 UT, and Fridays at 12:30. Revision Quest is back. Daryl Dennis, plundering the past to challenge misconceptions of what it means to be an Aboriginal person in Canada today. It's Wednesdays at 22:30, and also Saturdays at 13 UT. The Bottom Line is about our relationships with the Earth. Sundays, it's occupying the final hour of what had been the Sunday edition, starting at 1400 UT. And I believe David Suzuki is involved in that. The Late Show, an unconventional take on the art of the obituary. Moving, humorous, always compelling documentary series, they say. It's Thursdays at 12:30 UT. The Main Ingredient, about the food we buy, grow, and eat, is Mondays at 14:30 UT. Also Fridays at 22:30. This is that hilarious send-up of news media with improv comedy, is on Tuesdays at 22:30, also Saturdays at 13:30. There are a few others. Here's the web page with more details, and you can eventually find streaming and podcasts. www.cbc.ca/radiosummer/. Since last week, we've had several more reports confirming that Radio Centrafrique is active again on 7220. James McDonald in Niger State, Nigeria, not far away, reports that July 4th at 0826, a sermon in local language with many French words, 0840, a different program mentioning Bangui. He's also heard a station in French on 5035, presumably Radio Centrafrique, that 1 kilowatt transmitter HCJB had to give the government July 1st at 1900, but it went off at 1904. He tuned in earlier on July 4th at 1759. It was in French, but always very weak with heavy static. So far, nothing from Radio ICDI heard on their projected nighttime frequency of 3390. Dave Volkman, Pennsylvania, was hearing a station on 7219.97, just a weak carrier, at 0550 on the 2nd of July. David Sharp in faraway New South Wales, Australia, was monitoring these frequencies. He had Radio Centrafrique on 7220, July 6th at 1828 in French at a good level, 30 over 9 averaging. Several references to Bangui. But just a threshold signal on 5035, which he thought might be Radio ICDI instead of Centrafrique. He did hear mentions anyway of Centrafricain on 5035.6. Ron Howard in California says July 5th marked the first anniversary of the violence that occurred in Urumqi, western China. Uyghur rights groups and activists held rallies in Washington. China was concerned about this ominous anniversary and increased security in Xinjiang province and elsewhere. And this was also reflected in shortwave jamming. They took strong measures to ensure VOA could not be heard. On July 5th until 1530 UT on 15185, he says, I heard regular CNR1 programming that they transmitted from one or more sites with two or more transmitters out of sync, causing that distinctive echo effect. Plus, strong fire drake, loud nonstop Chinese music also affected jamming on the same frequency against VOA. Very unusual to find fire drake plus the CNR1 echo combo. He was also hearing the same thing until 03 UT on 15385 against VOA. And this may last for some time. Furthermore, Alokesh Gupta points out that July 6th was the birthday of His Holiness the Dalai Lama. So perhaps additional jamming, especially of Voice of Tibet. For example, on July 6th, I was monitoring one of the scheduled VOT broadcasts, according to the Alki list, 1330 UT on 15530. And I was hearing CNR1 jamming plus a motorboating sound. But it vanished at 1337 only to reappear a few seconds later on 15520. Apparently the target station had jumped frequency and the jamming followed it. Furthermore, there's a heterodyne. As someone is off frequency, either the jamming or the target. Same thing has been happening lately on 15265 during the 13 UT hour against Radio Taiwan International. Besides Chad, occasionally active around 6165, there's Croatia. In Germany, Wolfgang Büschel noted that Croatian radio, this is not a relay from Germany, was considerably off frequency July 1st at 1610 on 6164.75. In fact, that was during an English section about tourism with the Voice of Croatia ID. The frequency is scheduled from 14 to 2030 UT. It had been only 50 hertz off, but then it was 250 on the low side. Dave Alcorn, Pennsylvania, also heard it on that further off frequency, July 2nd at 0549, presumably the same one. Keith Perron in Taiwan, who used to work for Radio Havana Cuba, says, I was interested why they've recently cut their English broadcasts from 2 hours to one. I called my friend Manolo de la Rosa. After spending an hour trying to get through, I finally did. He told me RHC's English service has a staff problem for a few years. When people leave, they're finding it more and more difficult to replace them. The problem is salary. Young Cubans who speak English as a second language are just not interested in making 200 Cuban pesos a month. While if they go to work for a hotel, they can make up to 600. It's the same problem with getting foreign staff. He says, when I was at RHC, my salary was 350 Cuban pesos plus 150 U.S. dollars, worth a lot more, and a good old Lada Riva 1500. He got to use a car. But today it's 350 Cuban pesos, and the extra in U.S. dollars is only 50. There are always anomalies in RHC transmissions, and I don't often take a lot of time to mention them here, but of course they're all documented in DX Listening Digest and in my individual log reports, worldofradio.org. This week, the second harmonic of 6120 was making it through on 12240, July 4th at 0133 in Spanish. And on several occasions, both morning and evening, I've been hearing spurs from the 12030 transmitter, exactly 30 kilohertz above and below. A correction to last week's item about a special broadcast from Finland, Radio Hami, H-A-M-I, the Finnish Amateur Radio League summer camp event, July 15th to 18th. Jari Savolainen rechecked the website, and they admit they made a typo on their own shortwave frequency. It's not to be on 6120, but 6170. They say it'll be a round-the-clock transmission, but most of the programming will be between 05 and 21 UT in Finnish. I don't see a power mention, but I suspect it's quite low. On July 1st, it appeared that Deutschlandradio had closed down their 6190 transmitter, which had been running something like 17 kilowatts, according to Wolfgang Büschel. But further monitoring by Ola Alm showed it on the air July 4th at 1515 with a reduced signal, perhaps a standby facility. Kai Ludwig explains there were some power supply problems, but some necessary repairs have been done, and now the old tranny should again happily churn away. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1520. After a spate of contributions the last few weeks, for which I'm very grateful, I have no one new to thank this week for a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702 USA, or by PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Scratch yet another country from the list of active shortwave broadcasters, Hungary. Steve Luce in Houston, Texas, says although info was always vague, it was thought June 30th would be the last day for shortwave transmissions from the Jászberény site of Radio Budapest. There were registered plans for Radio Budapest programming, however, to be relayed from Germany instead starting July 1st. On the same frequencies, I think. However, he monitored 6150, June 29th and 30th at 0100. That's the single remaining broadcast to North America, all in Hungarian, not in English. And it was coming in then with a listenable signal. But on UT July 1st at 01, he was hearing nothing on 6150, although other European signals were coming in well. So perhaps a shutdown of Radio Budapest on shortwave. Kai Ludwig in Germany was also monitoring some of their other scheduled broadcasts and found them missing. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany agrees all the Radio Budapest services registered via Verktochtel for A10 starting July 1st were in fact missing as from that date. Kai Ludwig points out Radio Budapest, the full foreign service, already closed exactly 3 years ago on 30 June 2007. They had five transmissions per day, just a token service, kept for three more years for reasons unknown. However, he found some notation on the Budapest website in Hungarian, www.radio.hu, which translates to shortwave transmissions temporarily suspended. The internet broadcasts are available. A number of medium and shortwave frequencies of All India Radio have been staying on the air much later than usual for live coverage of FIFA World Cup games, including no doubt the finale on July 11th. From 1825 until 2015 UT, or the end of play, Joe's says the following frequencies on shortwave are involved: 4760 Port Blair, 4775, 4810, 4837.3, or wherever it varies from Sikkim, 4910, 5050, 9425, and 9470. Another event, July 11th, is the total eclipse of the sun across the South Pacific, including Easter Island. Ymir Gaviria found that there is a broadcast via internet in real time of the solar eclipse scheduled by a Chilean organization. We have a link to it in DX Listening Digest 10-27 under International Vacuum. Jorge Freitas in Bahia, Brazil, reports Radio Pakistan on 11575, July 4th from 1351 to 1503 in Urdu with music and some announcements, a time signal at 1400, and reading of the Quran at 1450, apparently the national anthem, and then a carrier with no modulation until 1501, when some voices were heard again. A Peruvian is being reported, apparently reactivated on 4826.55, at first an ID at 2305 July 2nd by Thomas Nielsen in Sweden, but then he positively ID'd it as Radio Sikwani from 2255 to 2305. He didn't hear an ID, but another DXer did so at 02UT, Torof Jonsson in Uppsala, Sweden. This is the station listed in the WRTH as OAX7T on variable 4826 with 300 watts, Radio Sicuani, also using the slogan La Voz de Canchis, the nominal frequency being 4835. Also reported by Aki Peterson in Denmark, July 4th, from 1:45 to 02:25 sign-off on 4826.55 with the preacher sometimes shouting. He says he actually passed by the station on a tourist bus in 2006. David Sharp in New South Wales heard a number of Peruvians on 60 meters, including Radio Sicuani, 4826.52, July 6th at 11:45, but colliding with La Voz de la Selva, causing a big heterodyne. That was on 4824.42. In Hardcore DX, Rogildo Fontinelli Aragao in Bolivia reports a new Peruvian on 4850, June 30th at 2310. He did not get an ID. It was religious programming, including La Hora de la Esperanza at midnight 15. However, he found a legal notice in a Lima newspaper about authorizing a new shortwave station on this frequency to someone named Avilio Efrain Gonzalez Ludeña. Call sign OAW5E, power 1 kilowatt. He had 1 year to build the station, and apparently it's already on the air testing. But we don't actually know what the name of the station is, other than the listed call sign. In DSWC IDX window, Toshimichi Otake of JSWC in Japan laments that Voice of Russia is closing its Khabarov studio where they'd been producing Japanese language programming. The staff are resigning and the branch closes in August. It had been very friendly with heartwarming programs, he says, but VOR is becoming more of a news-oriented station since a new head took over in 2008. Many of the music programs are vanishing, and entertainment programs are lessening day by day. Even the listener's letter corner is to be cut off. On July 7th, Jean-Michel Aubier in France was hearing Voice of Turkey's English broadcast at 2030 on 9635 instead of 7205. Not clear yet whether that was a switching error, since they'd been using 9635 during the previous hour in French, or have they deliberately moved in order to avoid a collision with Radio France International. Radio Ukraine International, which disappeared from shortwave in April, has kept saying, we'll be back, then in June, one of their frequencies, 7440, was back on the air, but instead relaying Voice of Russia. However, on July 1st, Radio Ukraine International really did resume broadcasting on 7440, English to North America at midnight UT. It was reported earlier that day on some other reactivated broadcasts, first by Eric Kuya in Denmark, 11620 in English at 0900. Alan Pennington in the UK heard another English broadcast from RUI at 2200 on two frequencies, July 3rd, 6145 and 7440, although 6145, according to their schedule, is supposed to be in Ukrainian. After many delays, thanks to Oklahoma Senator Coburn, the U.S. Senate has finally confirmed President Obama's nominees for the Broadcasting Board of Governors. The Congressional Record, as of July 1st, via the Media Network blog, says the session of the U.S. Senate the previous day confirmed by unanimous vote nominations to the BBG. The terms expire at different times, August 13th of 2010, 2011, or 2012. Victor H. Ash of Tennessee, Walter Isaacson of Louisiana, Michael Linton of California, Susan McHugh of Virginia, Michael P. Meehan of Virginia, Dennis Mulhaupt of California, Dana Perino of D.C., and S. Enders Wimbush of Virginia. It seems I should look for those 11-meter relays from the Metroplex in North Texas on 25910 and 25990, even though I thought I was too close here in northern Oklahoma. The W1AW propagation forecast bulletin has a report from Martin McCormick in Stillwater, Oklahoma. During field day, in fact, he was hearing them quite short, sporadic-y skip, about 250 miles. Via Pat Martin, here's a tip from Paul Lotsoff in Arizona. The 1210 station in Sahuarita, Arizona, is going out of business at midnight, July 16th. The chief engineer says he will turn up the transmitter to 10 kilowatts non-directional on that Friday night for the final 2 hours, 10 to midnight Mountain Standard, 05 to 07 UT, July 17th. So you might have a chance of DXing it for one last time, 10 kilowatts instead of one. Yeah, well, the station, he didn't even mention, it's KEVT, using the slogan La Raza 1210. Mark your calendar for Friday, July 23rd from 16 to 18 UT, when WUOT in Knoxville, Tennessee broadcasts a special program as part of its 60th anniversary celebrations. It's called Pioneers and Engineers, the WUOT Story. Yes, it's on 91.9, but also webcasting. www.wuot.org. And now some receiver news. A new update of the ATS-909 receiver is expected sometime this fall. It's the ATS-909X. Check this www.ccrane.com website for information about it. Not clear exactly when it will be available, but they say by the end of December. It has the well-known features of the ATS-909 and the DX-398 version, plus a number of additional ones. Looks like it will be a popular receiver. Among the new features are a squelch control, additional memories, and digital signal processing. I have a mystery yet to be solved on medium wave 1580 kilohertz. My nearby station on that frequency, KOKB in Blackwell, Oklahoma, keeps losing its modulation, but the carrier stays on for hours or days at a time. On two Saturday mornings in a row, underneath this carrier, I've been able to hear a station in Spanish before and after 1400 UT. That's a bit late for Skywave to be coming in, although I suppose possible, but I've been unable to locate any station in this area or neighboring states which would be broadcasting in Spanish on 1580. Possibly it's an English language station which just does Spanish on Saturday mornings. Propagation outlook from Boulder issued July 6th. ANKNSC is peaking at 15 and 3, July 15th and 27th, 18 and 4 on the 23rd. Solar flux rising to 80 July 13th and 15th, and then back down to 70 with another peak to 75 on the 22nd. Standard disclaimer, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1520.